Welcome to lesson 23 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Tony O'Rourke, and I'm here with my student, Sherry Gaffney.
Hey, Tony.
Now, this week and next week, we've got two tunes that are often played together as a set, and they're known as Crowley's Numbers 1 and 2. Now, the legendary Connemara single row melodeon player, Johnny Connolly, plays these two on his first recording, and I think that the name of it is On Tealan Arrock, Arrock Island. Now, I met Johnny and his equally gifted son, Johnny Ogue, one night in a pub called On Kishton in the village of Carraroe. This was back in about 1997, and it was fascinating to watch the fingers of his right hand moving up and down the keys of his single row melodeon. There's so little movement in his fingers, and yet there's all these notes coming out of this little box. He really is an astonishing musician, and if any of you are ever travelling through Ireland, try and seek out Johnny Connolly. He would be playing mostly around the Connemara area. And incidentally, that recording that I mentioned on Tealan Arrock is available on CIC Records, and their website is www.cic.ie. Now, both these tunes are played in D, but I play them on the guitar in C, and of course I capo up to the second fret. It's worthwhile noting that in both the tunes, the highest note is the G on the third fret of the first string, and so you don't have to move your left hand out of the open position, and in fact you shouldn't have to move your left hand at all, just the fingers. You might sort of hear that and think, oh yeah, well this is an easy tune, but it's not that, these tunes are not that easy. The right hand is very tricky, especially if you include triplets, as you should be if you're playing Irish music. Now, if you leave the triplets out, you're not really playing traditional Irish music. You're playing a sort of a hybrid form of Irish music. I often say to people, it's a bit like apple pie without cream. It's technically feasible, but it's not the real deal.
Okay, and if people are interested in ornamentation and triplets, we did have a discussion about that, Tony, in pretty early on, in one of the early lessons in Series 1, so if people aren't familiar with that, it might be worth going back and having a listen to some of those early lessons. And, of course, the triplets are indicated in the sheet music, which is in the accompanying booklet, which contains tablature and so on, and that's available for $9 from www.irishguitarpod.com.
Okay, so now I'll play the tune very slowly for you, with accompaniment.
That's very nice, Tony. And the chords for the accompaniment are C, F and G.
That's right. So I'll play it at the normal speed now. And remember, to keep practicing.
How did I know you were going to say that? See you next week.
See you then.